Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnston. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Johnston steals second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball four. Gardner moves to second. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Gardner scores. O'Neill moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Welch reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards first. McKenna scoops it up and throws to first, with Wamsgans covering, for the out. Welch moves to third. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welch scores. Galloway moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and throws to second to double up Galloway. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnston takes first base on ball 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Johnston moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Johnston moves to third. Perkins moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Welch hits a pop-up towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Johnston scores. Perkins scores. Miller moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Wood goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kovileski strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller throws the ball into Galloway, who tags Jameson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. O'Neill scores. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rommel hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Johnston reaches third base with a triple. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McInnes hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Perkins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Perkins reaches third base with a triple. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perkins scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Johnston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Graney pinch hits for Stankovileski. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Keefe now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keefe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rommel bunts towards the mound. Keefe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 4 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Young reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Galloway scores. Rommel moves to third. It's 10-4, Athletics. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Johnston hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Johnston reaches third base with a triple. Rommel scores. Young scores. It's 12-4, Athletics. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnston tags and scores. One out. It's 13-4, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-4, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Ginger Shinault now catching. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, two triples, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ginger Shinault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinault hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.